Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Ryan Walters, and this is Uncorporate Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncorporate Politics on anchor.fm/Ryan-Walters. Uncorporate Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast, on Twitter at Walters Ryan, and on Facebook at Ryan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Now we might wonder, listeners, as we continue on our podcast yesterday on the dispute between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas, we might wonder the cause for this tension. We know that there is always a historical dispute of this nature between Israel and its neighbor, Palestine. After years of quiet, Israeli-Palestinian conflict exploded. And the question is why? Believe it or not, from my sources, I was informed that a little notice police action in Jerusalem last month was one of several incidents that led to this current crisis. And I want to give a synopsis, listeners, of what this little incident was all about. 27 days before the first rocket was fired from Gaza this week, a squad of Israeli police officers entered a mosque in Jerusalem, brushed the Palestinian attendants aside, and threw across its vast limestone courtyard. Then they cut the cables to the loudspeakers that broadcast prayers to the faithful from four medieval minarets. It was the night of April 13th, the first day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. It was also Memorial Day in Israel, which honors those who died fighting for the country. The Israel president was delivering a speech at the Western Wall, a sacred Jewish site that lies between the mosque and Israelite officials were concerned that the prayers would drown it out. Unbelievable. The incident was confirmed by six mosque officials, three of whom witnessed it. The Israelite police declined to comment. In the outside world, it barely registered. Have to? Listeners, we have to understand that these long-standing historical geopolitical war between Israel and its neighbors has its roots in biblical origin. And I do not believe for any stretch of imagination that some blessing in disguise, some magic will be worked in bringing about a long-lasting peace between the two nations. And you must understand that not only is this issue of the constant war at play is affecting Palestinians, but remember that Gaza was struggling to overcome a wave of coronavirus infections. Most major Palestinian political factions, including Hamas, were looking towards Palestinian legislative elections scheduled for May, the first in 15 years. And in Gaza, where the Israelite blockade has contributed to an unemployment rate of about 50%, Hamas's popularity was dwindling as Palestinians spoke increasingly of the need to prioritize the economy over war. It is difficult, listeners, to divorce the present situation between these two nations from their historical dispute. Absolutely difficult. I don't know if the reason for this, in addition to the story that I mentioned before, which from all well-thinking persons, I do not believe that it is sufficient enough to be one of the many reasons, perhaps, why this war is ongoing. But I beg to wonder, does the change of administration in the United States have anything to do with it? After all, President Donald Trump, in his time, took a very bold and unusual step to unilaterally declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel when he moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Is this any form of reprisal? I don't know. But one thing I know for sure, that peace that is elusive for many decades will not suddenly happen overnight. And even if there happens to be a ceasefire in the near future, which I believe we all should be hoping for, a ceasefire, the long-standing peace between these two nations will be very difficult. And so, we watch with a bated breath of exactly what is happening, the instability in the region, the role of the Western world, in particular, the United States. But most importantly, what will the Arab nation do? Egypt, Saudi Arabia, they have a role to play. And I cannot understand that in a time of economic hardship, a global pandemic, even though Israel has done very well in managing the spread of the coronavirus, and even better at immunization of its population, one would consider getting rid of this monster, COVID-19, would have been the priority above war. But these nations, as I said before, is rooted in biblical history, and that for any one individual to understand the constant, recurrent events surrounding the war of these nations, it's imperative to understand it from a Bible perspective. And that as much as world leaders try their best, it is within the power and the wherewithal of the two nations at stake to work out an amicable agreement to bring lasting peace that has been elusive for decades. I'll catch you on the next program. Those are my thoughts. and thanks for listening.